Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of Legendary Gridiron History, we discuss how Bo rejected the Bucks' offer and remember Hall of Fame players on their date of birth like Al Wilson, Jeff Bentram, Mike McCormick, and Bob Gain. And it's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place to learn about football history each and every day. We just want to make sure you know where we are. On Twitter, we are at pigskindispatch. Facebook, Pigskin Dispatch. You can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com, and we have pigskindispatch.com to cover all of your needs, and the blog posts and our podcasts are on there as well. You can also find us on the Sports History Network, and we are sure glad that you are here today joining us on this great podcast because we have some great football history for you. And we're going to start off with your football history headlines. And yeah, we know it's the first day of summer, you know, June 21st, summer solstice, blah, 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 blah. Well, every day can be football season, even the first day of summer. The newspapers.com football history headline of the day comes from the June 22nd, 1986 Tampa Tribune in Tampa, Florida, where they listed the headline of Bucks strike out on Jackson. This refers to the June 21st, 1986 announcement by Bo Jackson, who had recently won the 1985 Heisman Trophy. He had rejected the Buccaneers' offer of a $7 million to sign a three-year baseball contract with the Kansas City Royals. If you remember back on our April 29th edition of the Football History Headlines covering the 1986 NFL Draft, we posted that according to a story in the Orlando Sentinel, the Bucks took a big chance with their pick of Jackson because Bo warned team officials he would not play for owner Hugh Culverhouse. Apparently, Culverhouse, the Bucks owner, sent his private jet to pick up the reigning Heisman Trophy winner for a physical and a visit. Jackson was soon ruled ineligible to play baseball for Auburn because Tampa Bay had failed to check the NCAA and SEC rules, despite assuring Jackson otherwise. Jackson held true to his word and turned down approximately $7 million with Tampa to play with the MLB's Kansas City Royals for $1.6 million. And after waiting a year, the Buccaneers lost all rights to Jackson, and he became eligible for the 1987 NFL Draft, and the Raiders took a flyer on him in the seventh round of the 87 draft, and Bo ended up playing for the black and silver. Bo knows Bo sports very well, and he is the only athlete in history to be an all-star in two different professional sports. If you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did today from the Tampa Tribune, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the US, Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll be helping to support the production of this and other great Sports History Network shows. Once again, sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, free 7 days, and then you get that paid subscription. You're helping out everybody, and we'll get some more history going. But, you know, newspapers.com is not just for sports history, it's for all history. Anything that's in a newspaper, you can read all the way back to 1798. What a deal. Once again, sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Now, let's go to your Hall of Fame birthdays for this June 21st. And we're going to go to 1929 in Akron, Ohio. Bob Gain. He was an offensive tackle and guard that played for the University of Kentucky and was selected to enter into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1980. After graduation, Mr. Gain played professionally for the Cleveland Browns and with the CFL, these Ottawa Rough Riders. The Professional Football Research Association in 2010 selected him to their Hall of the Very Good. June 21st, 1930, Mike McCormick. He was born and he was a Pro Football Hall of Fame offensive tackle and defensive lineman that played for the New York Yanks for a season and then the balance of his career with the Cleveland Browns. The stalwart from Kansas University was selected to the Pro Bowl 6 times in his pro career. June 21st, 1965, St. Paul, Minnesota. Jeff Bentram, the North Dakota State quarterback from 1983 to 1986, was born. And according to thefootballfoundation.org, Jeff set records that no other quarterback has touched. He was a starting quarterback in 4 championship games in the NCAA Division II. He was a national scoring champ in Division II in 1984, 85, and 86. He scored 386 points in his career. North Dakota State was 47-5-1 in Bentram's 4 years, and was 11-1 in playoff games, all of which he started. In the regular season, Bentram rushed for 64 touchdowns and passed for 24. And those 64 rushing touchdowns are a record for regular season NCAA games, breaking the record of 63 held by, listen to this, Walter Payton of Jackson State. In postseason action, he rushed for another 17 touchdowns and passed for 5 more. In 1986, he was named an All-American, won the Harlan Hill Trophy as the best player in Division II. And Jeff Bentram's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 1998. June 21st, 1977, Jackson, Tennessee. Al Wilson, the great linebacker from the University of Tennessee, was born. Al Wilson capped his career as one of the Vols' greatest linebackers by leading them to the 1998 National Championship per the National Football Foundation. A consensus first-team All-American in 98, Wilson was the only All-American selection from the perfect 13-0 Vol squad that won the inaugural BCS National Championship at the Fiesta Bowl against Florida State. He also guided Tennessee to 3 other bowl games, including consecutive wins at the Citrus Bowl in 96 and 97. The National Football Foundation inducted Al Wilson into their College Football Hall of Fame in 2021, and Al was a first-round pick by the Denver Broncos in the 1999 NFL Draft, and Wilson was a 5-time Pro Bowl selection while playing for the team for the seasons of 1999 all the way through the year 2006. And that is just a great bit of football history on this first day of summer. You know, the summer solstice, we're hoping you're enjoying this longest day of the year and with some great football history as a part of it. And you can have football history sent to you each and every day, either by your favorite podcast provider or hit us up at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We will send you an email on our email list every single day. You'll know every article that's posted that day, every podcast that's posted that day, and you'll enjoy that great football history. You can also find us on sportshistorynetwork.com because it is truly the headquarters of sports yesteryear and some great podcasters and great guests with some great topics on all sports history, not just football, over there, sportshistorynetwork.com. We hope you will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We are glad you joined us today, and we are glad each and every day that you take the time to listen to the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. And so, till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.